This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
But we're going to unpack what every parent needs to know about online safety and social media. Today's breakfast, a masterclass, is about how to be a tech savvy parent who knows how to protect their children's, you know, privacy.
And we're talking to social media legal expert Lerato Ntompi, who's joining us on the line. Good morning, Lerato. How are you doing?
Good morning, Paul. I'm doing very well.
Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate your time as always. Now, Lerato, posting regularly, you know, as a parent, how does that contribute to their digital footprint? Because literally we are starting things all for them. And as a parent, you know, should I be concerned about what how I'm constructing my child's digital footprint? And from where you are sitting, you know, when you're looking at parents and the activity online and concerning their children, are we oversharing when it comes to...
No, we absolutely are. There's actually even a term for it called sharenting. And sharenting is just posting endless pictures of babies online, oversharing, you know, their pictures. And obviously there are emerging risks on the internet. And I mean, I started this campaign of not sharing, you know, kids' pictures, particularly in their uniform, very early on. And I got a lot of backlash, people saying I'm fear-mongering. And I think I really loved the comment you got from Lerato saying that, you know, when her kids were exposed to kidnapping, that's when it shifted. And for most parents, that is the reality. So they're obviously there are emerging risks, like your kid, you know, being stolen, identity theft, people using your kid's pictures, your kids being teased. There have been various scams on adoption agencies where they actually use pictures of your babies online to convince other people that they can actually get the babies. And obviously now also with the role of AI, the risks have also increased because now you're exposing your child to AI, and some people use AI to create very, very adult content or content that could be used or be seen as sexual child abuse material. So I think people definitely need to be careful when it comes to social media and oversharing. There's also digital kidnapping, which is also a form of identity theft that happens online as well.
Lerato, how do we share without compromising our children's safety?
I think it's very important not to share any personal information of the child. So the child's full name, you know, their birthday or where they go to school or their grade. I think it's also quite important when you are taking pictures of them and sharing them online to not include the location where you are. Also, don't tag any family members, obviously, unless, you know, you have privacy settings. You guys did speak about that you can manage your settings. So, for example, on WhatsApp, you can only share with, like, certain people. That could be fine. Also, don't post, you know, vulnerability, like anything that shows your child's vulnerability, like sharing things like your child is alone now, your child now likes sweets, because that information could be used to sort of lure your child into dangerous situations. You know, I think also it's quite important that we teach child about stranger danger. There's this phenomena of people thinking that they know you just based on your social media and what you've shared. So now you imagine a child and people, you know, going to the child, so I think it's quite important to have those kind of chats. And I think I also liked what Fifi said about asking your child for consent. There is a time where kids will be able to speak up and to say, I don't like recording content, or I don't like you taking pictures of me. So it's important that we also ask them, like, you know, as much as they can be cute, but kids also do feel a sense of you know, unsafety, or, you know, not being safe. So I think we need to allow them to vocalize. And if a child doesn't want you to take pictures of them, you must be clear on that and take their word for it. And obviously, you're starting a digital footprint without their consent. In other countries, we've seen kids turning 18 and suing their parents for overposting them. Also, don't share any embarrassing pictures, like your child is now potty training, now you want to take us on the journey, and it's embarrassing pictures of kids that are naked or in the bathtub. Those pictures can all be morphed into child sexual abuse materials. I think it's very, very important. And I think also with schools, engage with schools, find out if they have, permission slips, find out if they have a social media policy, because schools also do go overboard in posting your child. So you as a parent need to ensure that you sign some sort of permission slip to say, okay, you can post my child, maybe if they've achieved. And at some point you can also withdraw to say, I don't want my pictures of my child on your website or on your social media platforms as a school. As a parent, you are allowed to have those boundaries for your child as well.
Yeah, and you just raised so many issues, Lerato. Around the issue of what you're saying about, I think that's such a great learning curve about parents having the right to withdraw to ask for the withdrawal or some of the pictures from schools. So I hope that parents, will take the information and just go and sit with it and just, reconsider and reflect on what they are putting online concerning their children. Thank you so much, Lerato. Appreciate your time. That social media legal expert, Lerato Ntwambi.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.